When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
K-O-Z-N. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went up. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John, Josh, and Nick.
It's a brand new week, and wouldn't you know, one, the Pawnee, the damn clouds are back.
It's supposed to storm again today, John.
Oh, not on the 50th, this 49th, whatever anniversary.
I know.
Sportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went on.
Welcome to the Grum. Good to welcome back the new personal best, Josh Peterson.
Oh, thank you, John. Good to be back.
Joey in today.
It's good to be here.
For Nick.
He'll be here all week.
He'll be here all week, folks.
Yes, sir.
Quick cleanup from the last segment. More on the house at 6901 coming.
Excellent.
Many questions. Go to the Google Maps.
Yes.
The house at 6901 coming is blurred out.
Interesting.
Well, we got a better reason as to why.
You go to Zillow, there's the picture, but then it has the Google Street View blocked again.
Blocked out. You can't see it.
Amazing.
Brian writes.
Hello, Brian.
A good friend of mine owned that house for a couple years. He sold it a couple years ago after extensive renovation. Lots of people would stop and take selfies with the street sign.
Ha! It really is like the Walter White House in Albuquerque.
There's worse things that could happen to your house, right?
Vandalism.
I mean, that's what happened to Walter White's house. Remember?
People got thrown pizzas on it.
And then, I'd
be pissed about that.
Yeah.
What do they throw on this house? I don't want to know.
Well,
with the name 69th and coming, I don't want to know.
It's more about taking pictures with the sign.
Yeah, so exactly. So what does he think the blurring of, or she, what do they think the blurring of the...
I don't know.
What do they think that's going to do? Oh, I was going to go to that house, but then I saw it was blurred on Google. No, hell, now I kind of want to go see it even more.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go stop by on the way home tonight, assuming the storm's not too bad. Travis writes, you can request Google blur out your home on Google Street View.
Well, obviously that was what happened.
Yeah, you should do that with your home, John. What's your address again? Let everybody know. Zip code, all that good stuff.
Well, I
are you looking up your house?
Well, I made a mistake, Josh.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm curious, because by the way,
you should see what John just Googled. It's hilarious.
Well,
there's only one
believe,
N, though, in that spelling.
I believe there's a Cumming Street in a lot of towns in this area.
Are there?
I'm pretty sure there's a Cumming Street in Lincoln and Fremont.
Is there?
Right?
Cumming Street, Fremont. What? Just one M. There is a Cumming Street in Fremont. Karen's Beauty
Shop
is by there.
And there's a Cumming Street in...
In Lincoln?
In Lincoln. By the way, the street was pretty close to where the tornado hit.
Oh, wow. Do tornadoes like Cumming Streets?
And so I was just going to look, because I'm wondering, all right, obviously, like a lot of things in this area, you know, Fremont. It was named after John C. Fremont.
Mm.
Many things are named after whomever maybe a governor or a senator or a president was at the time. You know, there's a lot of things that got their name, a lot of places that got their name because of historical figures.
There was this place in Seattle, and I wish I could remember, it was like King something, and And Riss was like, why is it named after Martin Luther King, given like how old this thing was? It was named after a different king who was super racist. So then they changed it to Martin Luther King to say, see, not racist anymore. It was a boat. I can't remember. We wrote it. This was very nice.
Nice.
In honor of Martin Luther King.
Well, I was just curious, who is this coming fellow?
Yeah, who is this? Oh, yeah, so John Googled.
And, of course, the first two things that come up.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, indeed.
I just searched famous person
with the last name Cumming.
Okay, if you go to Wiki.
Yeah.
If you go to Wiki.
Oh,
by the way, we have a Cumming County, Nebraska.
Right?
There are several different famous Cummings.
Is this with one M or two?
One M, C-U-M-I-N-G, which is how the street is spelled and the county in Nebraska is spelled. You have Sir Alexander Cumming, who is a Scottish adventurer, chief of the Cherokees.
Can't imagine that our streets are named after that guy.
There's two Frederick Cummings. One is a cricketer and the other is an artist.
Gonna guess no on those.
There's a Geoffrey Cumming, who is an English priest.
Probably, again, not
there's
not that
Hugh
guy.
Cumming, who is an English collector.
Nope.
There is Thomas B. Cumming, American politician.
There we go. Is it Mr. Thomas?
And he was an American military officer and politician. He served as the first secretary of Nebraska's territory and served as the territory's acting governor.
This has to be the man.
Many reasons why we have many Cummings in Nebraska.
His last line on his Wikipedia page before the references, Cumming died on March 12, 1858 at the age of 30. Wow, he was young. Cumming County, Nebraska, and Cumming Street, a main street of Omaha, was named after him.
There you go.
Have you heard of Cumming County? Where's this?
Yeah, Cumming County. That's,
well, I didn't know we had a county.
That's West Point.
Okay, there you go.
That's West Point.
Awesome. Population 9,013.
Yeah, it's north of Fremont, north of Dodge.
All right, there you go.
So that's why. I mean, you know.
Awesome. Shout out to this guy. So this is probably, they probably did that in Fremont then too, right?
Yeah.
And probably Lincoln?
Yeah. Okay. Because he was a territorial governor.
What do we think about his face? He looked a little angry. This guy was only 30 in this photo, maybe younger. Only was 30 years old. He was born on Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I bet that guy would have hated me because I'd say Christmas should always be on a Friday. And he'd be like, shut up.
Mm.
It should be on December 25th, you monster.
So, see, you learn history on the Grum, friends.
Man, this is awesome.
You learn history.
So good to be back.
Time for the Grum Down, brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard.
Grum down, baby.
Welcome, Josh, back to the Grum.
Hello.
Hastings. Check and see if Hastings has a Cumming Street.
Okay.
I wonder if most major metropolitan cities in this state have a Cumming Street because of the territorial governor.
Does not look like it, John. Very sad.
No Cumming in Hastings.
Wow, that's the home of Tom Osborne.
So is the home of Kool-Aid. And we ask Hastings, we're going to need more Kool-Aid. We'll explain momentarily.
I am very intrigued by this.
Husker baseball, home games after Memorial Day?
Are they great again? What happened? Did I go into a time warp? Is it February? Is it early March? Have they not played non-conference games yet?
Well, they have.
Okay.
They won one and they lost one. They lost another one to Creighton, but then they got a no-hitter.
I did see the no-hitter.
The next day against Kansas.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Speaking
if you would have been with us last week, you would have known that Kendall Rogers felt very bullish on Nebraska's chances of hosting a region.
Did he talk about dipping his steak in ketchup again?
I did not ask him about that.
Didn't ask him about that? By the way, can Creighton maybe just become an independent in baseball? They'd be undefeated.
We're close to it.
Yeah, they'd be amazing.
Let's see. Mitch Sherman of The Athletic will be along. Jack Mitchell, speaking of no-hitters, Jack Mitchell.
Let's see if they even play tonight. It's supposed to be at 6:15.
Yeah, they'll be a little later. It'll be a little later for Jack as well.
Yeah, what the hell, Jack?
I don't know. He told us last week he was going to be a little later.
Okay, hopefully
he'll be on in a happy hour.
Okay.
Harper Murray got in trouble again.
Yeah.
Can a college CBA happen without employee status? That's a funny sounding siren. You don't normally hear sirens like that. You couldn't hear it in the mic.
I saw, was that a fire truck? Did it have the thing on the front?
I didn't hear.
I saw a fire truck this weekend. It had a little like lights on the front that spun around. I'd never seen that
before. Like a pinwheel?
Yes, but lights. Ooh. I was like, that's kind of, I mean, it's fun, but it's also not because it's probably an emergency.
Tom Brady, boom roasted.
Oh, yeah.
And is it a must-win game two for Denver
today? Let's go. It's own NBA topic on the Grum today. I like it. I think even
what, are you back on the NBA again? I thought you were out on the NBA.
Yes, because of the guy who plays for Minnesota. I think this guy might even get you to watch the NBA. You going to watch some of that game tonight, 9 o'clock?
I watched the...
You watched game one on Saturday?
Fourth quarter.
There you go. See, that's more than most games.
I mean, it was on in the background. I can't remember. I was watching something else at the time. Two TVs.
Okay.
It's two TVs.
Okay.
This is a good two TV year. Because if you're, or time of year.
Oh, it's
because
great.
You can watch what you really want to watch. And then have
the NBA
either
on.
An NBA or an NHL playoff game with the sound turned down on the other one. You can just kind of pay attention to both.
Asian Joe says.
That's what I did.
Watch the Knicks game tonight. There you go. The Knicks, they play the Pacers. It's like the 90s all over again. Reggie Miller. How many times are we going to see that tonight? Over, under?
I don't know. Probably a lot. Probably a lot.
Mm-hmm.
402-951-1620. Is the 42 Degrees the Source hotline. It's by your mom's house.
Oh, yeah.
You can also hit us up in the JTech Construction Zone Twitter page at USC 1620. Or you can email the Grum, as Brian did, to let us know about the house at 6901 coming.
Nice. Thank you, Brian.
John at 1620thezone.com or Josh at 1620thezone.com. And if you have other requests about other former state political figures or reasons why streets are named as they are, we can look them up for you.
I'm always interested in that type of stuff. It's very interesting.
Because there's usually an historical reason for the street being named that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's something boring like Maple. It's Maple Street.
Yeah,
it was named after a tree. Big deal.
Dodge. Why is it Dodge?
Well,
why did it become our most famous street?
I believe...
Here's a question. Why does it go from 60th to 42nd and we don't really care about 48th Street? It's very interesting to me.
I don't know.
You know how in Omaha it's every 12 blocks, 84th, 96th, 108th, 120th, 132nd, but 48th kind of gets screwed.
Mm.
It goes to 42nd Street is the exit, and then 30th Street's the big street in North Omaha. Very interesting.
Dodge Street was named for influential Iowa Senator Augustus C. Dodge.
Oh, can we cancel this? We should do a letter-writing campaign or something.
Well, the reason why, he was a strong supporter of the westward expansion beyond the Missouri River. That's how they called it back in the day. Or if you're Tom Osborne, you still call it that.
Missouri?
Who introduced the Kansas-Nebraska Act. That's what helped us become a state.
So wait, an Iowan introduced the Kansas-Nebraska Act?
Yeah.
Why? What's going on here? Was he afoot of something?
Well, he wanted to see westward expansion go all the way to the Pacific Ocean.
Mm. And so we were
the bridge. We weren't flyover country back then. Yeah. We were rollover country.
Train through country.
Well, no, they didn't even have the train yet.
Wow, trains weren't around.
Well, I mean the Union Pacific. That whole business didn't start until we became a state.
Rode a train this past week for the first time ever.
Did you?
Then got to ride another train back to where we came from
for
the second time ever. Great time. I enjoy trains. It was solid. It's like, this is cool. It's way cheaper than flying. And I didn't mind. A little 3.5-4 hour train ride.
That's not bad.
Not at all. Listen to some pods, read a book.
I wouldn't mind,
It was great.
I wouldn't mind if we had a train.
Comfortable? A lot more room on that than on an airplane.
High-speed train between here and Lincoln?
Oh, That is the dream, John.
Take the Amtrak from Omaha to San Francisco.
You'd have?
No, I haven't. But take the route from Omaha to San Francisco. The line runs from Chicago all the way over there, and it's got good views along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yeah.
During COVID, I got really, really bored.
Yeah.
And I watched someone's travel log about their trip on the Amtrak Zephyr.
Wow. That is very bored.
Yeah.
You watched their thoughts on it.
Well, I was just very curious what it would be like if I ever wanted to do that.
Oh, okay.
If you get the nice car, right?
Yeah.
If you only get the thing where you can only have a seat.
So that's what we had. We just sat in the seat.
But if you're going on a long train ride, like a cross-country train ride, and you get like your own, like a cabin, like on a cruise ship.
It's not so bad. Yeah, Omaha.
And then you go to the dining car.
Omaha to San Fran. Now, this would be a day and 20 hours, so it's essentially a two-day trip. Only $179, though, from here to San Fran. That is fairly cheap. Now, you have to take off 2 days of work just to go there.
Sure.
That's a good deal.
Guess you have to leave also. Maybe just 1 day of work because you leave at 11:25 at night. That would suck. I'd be sleepy. But yeah, it's pretty cheap. We went from Portland to Seattle, 3.5 hours. I'm like, this is pretty nice. Pretty nice. Maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're going to need more Kool-Aid.
Oh.
A lot more Kool-Aid.
Oh.
But first, a reminder that registered donors can someday save up to 8 lives through the generous gift of organ donation, and you can help dozens more through tissue donation, and all it takes is to check that donor box next time you renew your hunting, driving, or fishing license. Or you can visit goodguyssavelives.com. You know, organs, of course, life-saving donations like kidneys, pancreas, heart, liver, lungs, or tissue donation. Bone, skin, tendons, corneas, and a lot more can really improve the life of those who have either gone through cancer or accident victims, sports injuries. And the best part about donation is it doesn't cost you and your family anything, and anybody can register. It does not matter your health situation or your age. So do the generous thing, and next time you renew that hunting, driving, or fishing license, check that donor box for organ and tissue donation, or visit goodguyssavelives.com. Find out how you can save up to 8 lives by visiting goodguyssavelives.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.